things themselves.
We're ready.
Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday, August 4th, 2021 meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. May we have a roll call, please?
Director Lee?
Here.
Director Austin?
Here.
Director Ray Russell?
Here.
Okay, if you all join me in the flag salute, a real flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, that brings us to agenda review. Is there anything anyone wants to change or move on the agenda?
Nope.
I'll make a motion we proceed with the agenda as published.
Okay, we'll proceed with the agenda as published.
Do we need a motion for that?
I thought we were doing
motions. Sorry, we do it in Grover, so I have a familiarity with it.
So we'll all, everybody in favor, we'll proceed with the agenda review. Agenda as presented. So now that'll bring us to public comment for items that are not appearing on the agenda. So I see no one in the audience for public comment, so we will move right on to our consent agenda and the approval of warrants and the meeting minutes of July 7th, 2021. So is there any discussion or questions on the minutes or the warrants?
I have a question.
Okay.
I'll put my glasses back on. Amy, on, it's about in the first 25%, it's the 99,972 one. It says us as the vendor, and it says transfer, but it doesn't say where it's going, and so I didn't know what that was.
That is the transfer from the county treasury to Rabobank, and it covers payroll.
Oh, it's a transfer in.
This is the county treasury on the left, all those vendors. So we are the vendor and the bank holder, but they're transferring it to Rabobank, which is also our account.
Okay.
And that's how we pay.
Oh, so that's why it's shown as, well, but why is it a positive? I'm confused.
It's a transfer from, so the county treasury, that's what the warrant we're drawing, and so the check that we're requesting is to send to Rabobank, or actually it's Mechanics Bank now, this money, and that's what covers payroll. It's every month,
okay.
It's on here. That's what we make our payroll out of Mechanics Bank, and so we transfer money every month into Mechanics Bank. And so you'd see a similar amount monthly on other warrants.
So maybe if it just says transfer, but what that should say is transfer to Mechanics Bank.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
got
yeah.
it. All right, thank you. That was my only question.
Okay. Questions?
And I just had a second question, and I apologize, Jeremy. We talked about one question earlier, which was the there's a regional water board fine, which is from 2018, which I'm sure Mr. Gent can clarify. But then my second question, there was a redundancy transfer from the Bank of New York Mellon for $711,000. Is that, I'm assuming that's for redundancy, but for...
Yeah, that's our annual debt service. So that's our payment. That's our mortgage payment, if you will, to make it most concisely. But so that's our annual payment, and the total amount that we'll pay this year is around $900,000. But the first installment was the $711,000. I'm not looking at it right now, but that was the first installment.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. I'll open it to public comment and note that there is no public in the audience, so I'll bring it back to the board for a motion.
I'll move that we approve items 5A and 5B.
I'll second that.
Okay. May we have a roll call, please?
Director Lee?
Yes.
Director Ray Russin?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. That'll bring us to our action items. And item 6A, do you want to introduce this item?
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. The item before you is to approve and authorize a District Administrator to enter into a professional service agreement with Larry Walker and Associates to perform a pretreatment program update. The staff report was prepared by Michael Jones, and so I'll turn it over to him to deliver the staff report.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Michael Jones, Superintendent. The recommendation of the staff report is to approve and authorize the district administrator to enter into a professional services agreement with Larry Walker and Associates in the amount of $127,281, and authorize the district administrator to approve a specific contingency for this project up to 10%, $12,728 of the total project amount, for a total potential amount of $140,009. Some background and discussion. In 1994, the district's pretreatment ordinance, number 1994-1, was issued to establish pretreatment regulations to prevent the introduction of pollutants into the wastewater treatment plant that could potentially interfere with operations passed through the wastewater treatment plant, inadequately treated and discharged into the Pacific Ocean, and protect district staff from exposure to hazardous chemicals. This ordinance was based on a version of the Environmental Protection Agency Model Pretreatment Ordinance, which has now been superseded by the most recent 2007 EPA Model Pretreatment Ordinance. In October 2019, the district contracted with Michael K. Nunley and Associates to perform an evaluation of the district's existing pretreatment ordinance. As part of their evaluation, MKN reviewed the district's existing historical plant data, data on existing permitted industrial users, existing pretreatment ordinance, sanitary sewer ordinance, the wastewater discharge permit application, the 2007 EPA model pretreatment ordinance, and pretreatment programs and sewer fee programs from similar agencies. Upon completion of the evaluation, it was recommended that the district perform a local limit study, industrial user rate structure update, develop a draft of the updated pretreatment ordinance based on results of that local limit study, and review and update the industrial user permit application and permit as needed. Following the completion of the pretreatment program eval, the district proceeded with the recommendations and issued a request for proposal on May 3rd, 2021 from qualified firms. The district received one proposal from Larry Walker Associates. After review of LWA's proposal, staff has elected to move forward with LWA to assist the district in performing the pretreatment program update. The pretreatment program update consists of the following. Local limits evaluation. Local limits establish the maximum discharge concentrations of select wastewater constituents. Local limits should be reviewed periodically and revised when necessary to reflect changes in wastewater treatment plant operations and infrastructure, regulations, and industrial discharges. Review and revision of local limits also serve to prevent pass-through in the wastewater treatment plant, protect the function of the wastewater treatment plant processes, ensure the safety of treatment plant staff, and prevent biosolids contamination. Local limits evaluation generally involves identifying and monitoring pollutants of concern, developing maximum allowable wastewater treatment plant loadings, consider the need for local limits, and develop an allocation method of permitted discharges. Also part of the pretreatment update is the industrial user rate structure update. This is a review and update of the district's surcharges and methods surcharges are established. Surcharges allow the district to recover costs for treating high-strength loadings from non-residential users. In addition, pretreatment ordinance and sanitary sewer use ordinance will be updated as well. Upon completion of the local limits evaluation, the district's existing pretreatment ordinance and sanitary sewer use ordinance will need to be updated. All updates will need to be derived from the technical analysis and findings of the local limits evaluation. In addition, the proposed ordinance updates will need to be approved and adopted by the board. In addition, the pretreatment program will also consider new processes that the district will start operating after the redundancy project is complete and future recycling possibilities. Some fiscal considerations. There is adequate budget included in the adopted budget for fiscal year 2021-22. Under Fund 19, account number 19-8015, Trunk Sewer Maintenance. And the attachment's the proposal from Larry Walker and Associates. And with that, that concludes my staff report, and I'm able to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael. Do we have any questions?
Just had one question, and I apologize for not giving you a heads up on this before. I see that Mr. Lau or Gorman Lau is the kind of the highest ranking official from LWA part of this. So there doesn't seem to be any principal oversight. Are we okay with that configuration?
Michael, did you?
Yeah. So we had MKN perform a reference check, and we contacted multiple references of Larry Walker and Associates for feedback on Gorman Lau specifically and Larry Walker and Associates, and all the feedback that we received was very good, and that they were professional and well qualified to perform this work.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a good proposal, a good team. I just wanted to make sure we were comfortable with the team as compiled. Thanks.
Yeah, just a quick question on the local limits evaluation. Does that speak to the limits that are in the table that you give us in your report every month?
That does not. So this is basically, so what the local limits will do is look at basically what the plant can take in, the maximum allowable headworks loading. So what industrial users can discharge that the treatment plant can basically treat properly without affecting the environment, treatment plant processes, operations, and affect staff.
Okay, and so would this have done, I don't know if this would be for whom, would this have helped with the issue that we had with that coupling breaking a couple of years ago when we were taking in, it was from another jurisdiction?
No, so the coupling that broke was on our outfall with the Pismo connection, and so that was after the treatment plant.
Oh, okay.
What this effort is meant to do is, so we have different users, say a car wash or a laundromat, and they have different loading than a residential user, and so it's really to look and set limits. How much detergent can you discharge or if you're slime works over an AG and you have some flow if you're one of the new, we've been contacted by some of the cannabis packaging here locally wanting to discharge waste, and we need to have numbers that we can tell them this is the maximum that you're allowed to discharge because that's the maximum we can handle with the plan.
Got it. That's perfect. Thank you so much. That's my only question.
Okay. I think we're good. And I'll note there's no one for public comment on this item. So I have no questions. If there's anybody want to make a motion?
I made the last one. You're up.
Let's try it this way instead. I'll make a motion that we approve and authorize the district administrator to enter into the professional services agreement with Larry Walker Associates in the amount of $127,281, including a specific contingency for $10,728 for a total project cost of $140,000 and $140,009.
Just a quick correction, 10%, $12,728.
Not sure what I said, but I'll
second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Then may we have a roll call?
Director Lee?
Yes.
Director Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Michael. That'll bring us now to the District Administrator and Plant Operations Report.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. A brief administrator's report this evening. So on the redundancy project, the mass excavation is largely complete. So if you were to visit the site right now, there's a large hole in the ground is what that means. They're starting to lay some pipe this week. So some of the big 30-inch plastic pipe going under that excavation is being put in. The concrete work is expected to start the first week of August. Currently, there's no major change orders or delays on the project. They're tracking about 11 days behind schedule on a 900-day schedule. Well within, they have special meetings that they have to have if they exceed 14 days of behind schedule, and so they're within that right now. We'll have a full quarterly update on September 1st at the September board meeting. Central Coast Blue, I have no update this evening on that. Miscellaneous, I talked about a little bit. The plant was audited by the Regional Water Board a while back, and so we were expecting to get a report from them. I reached out last week to check on the status, and they confirmed that the report is delayed and expect to issue it sometime this month during the month of August. So we'll see that, and I'll bring that back and share the findings in that audit with your board. There were no plant tours, and the tentative item on the September meeting is the quarterly update for the redundancy project. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Jones for the plant operations report. All right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Michael Jones, plant superintendent. I will be presenting the plant operations report. During this reporting period, July 1st through July 28th, the district facility exceeded its NPDES permit limit for daily maximum fecal coliform on July 14th. The Regional Water Quality Control Board has been notified. All of the process values were within permit limitations. I'll discuss more on that further. Moving on to monthly plant data for July 2021, I'd like to kind of go over this a little bit. I think there was a little bit of confusion with some extra numbers that were in the monthly plant data at our previous board meeting. So if you look in that first column, the July 2021 average before I just said average. There's no confusion. That's that. So it's the average for the current month, and then under that is the previous year's monthly average, just to compare and see and show how we're doing compared to the previous year. And I've also on that plant data, I've highlighted the 16,000, which was our violation that occurred on July 14th. And then on that July 2021 average, all the green numbers are monthly plant data. If that's ever in violation, I would highlight that yellow, and then I'll describe to the board what the issue could be or may be. But aside from that violation, all of the numbers are well within permit limitations. Regarding our exceedance, it was for fecal coliform daily maximum. The district exceeded its permit for daily maximum fecal coliform bacteria. On July 15th, district laboratory staff recorded a fecal coliform bacteria value of 16,000 for July 14th. The cause of the exceedance was due to lowering the fixed film reactor feed pumps to perform routine maintenance on the distributor drive. Lowering the feed pumps also lowered the recirculation rate at the FFR, which was the probable cause of the high fecal coliform bacteria. Following the exceedance, fecal coliform analysis has returned to well within permit limitations. To prevent reoccurrence, operations staff have been notified that while performing routine maintenance on the FFR distributor drive, we can no longer lower the lone feed pump. In addition, maintenance and oil sampling frequency will be mitigated upon completion of the redundancy project. Once the district's redundancy project is completed, the district will be able to fully bypass the FFR to perform maintenance and rehabilitation while maintaining full treatment of the waste stream. No mandatory minimum penalty will be assessed to the district from the Water Board for this exceedance. Another note on that is we do this maintenance monthly, and when we pull oil samples, we tend to be right by kind of the spray, and so operations staff try to lower the pump so they're not getting sprayed as much. This is the first time we try to do that, and unfortunately, we had a violation after that, and so we won't be doing that again. Just moving on to operations and maintenance tasks. Reviewed and marked underground service alerts. Electrocraft installed a new outlet in preparation for new laboratory furnace. Jackhammered and removed debris to locate waterline leak at water heater. Nate's Plumbing repaired leaking water heater waterline and installed a new water heater. Advanced Flow Systems performed annual calibration of all flow meters. We thoroughly cleaned the area around the rental centrifuge. We installed new pressure gauge on water pump. Installed new PVC chlorine line and bypass line at chlorine contact tank. Shut down the digester mixing pump and shut associated valves in preparation for cleaning of the digester number 2 mixing line. Thoroughly cleaned the maintenance shop. Prepared district centrifuge for operation. Performed a confined space entry to remove a large piece of debris blocking flow in the district's trunk main. Some work order staff completed. Rinsed all surfaces of clarifiers. Deragged the primary sludge pumps. Flushed all sump pumps throughout the plant. We test ran our emergency generator and emergency bypass pump. San Luis Powerhouse performed the annual load test of on the emergency generator. We inspected and cleaned FFR orifices and replaced oil in the distributor drive. We cleaned and cleared debris at effluent junction box. exercised effluent pumps. We calibrated the backup chemical systems. Some preventative maintenance operations staff performed were maintenance on the plant carts, the digester mixing pump, 6-inch trash pump, clarifier drives, the water champ, digester vacuum pressure relief valves, and the front loader. Some training staff participated in was on first aid training for CPR and then the emergency work plan. There were no call-outs this reporting period. Moving on, the digester number 2 rehabilitation project has been completed. We actually started filling that up today to get it back in normal operation. And I've included in the plant operations report some photos of the interior and exterior of the coating as it was being completed. In this first picture, they had already completed the top of the dome and about, I'd say, 2/3 of the way down. And then you can also look at some stripe coating that they perform. And they typically do that because it's hard to get the coating in the crevices. So what they do is they just kind of go with the brush and kind of take care of all the seams and then come back and they spray coat the coating. Moving on the third picture, you can see that that's when they pulled the digester mixing line and performed the rinsing out and cleaning. On the photo following that, it's the complete coating of the interior digester. That photo and the next photo are of the completed coating. The next photo has the contractor installing the vacuum pressure relief on the top of the digester. And then the final photo is just of the interior of the completed coating. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'll answer any questions.
I have a question for Amy. Amy, I don't recall how this goes in a live meeting. Were those pictures being shown to the people at home so that they could follow along with what we were doing? Okay, so maybe, but they were in the published packet, so maybe in the future we could make sure that we're doing that. It just occurred to me halfway through. And then secondly, Michael, on those averages, they seem to pretty much line up with the exception of the fecal coliform one.
Yeah, so these are monthly averages. So with the 16,000, that threw off our average for the month.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So okay, got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So if we were to take out that 16,000, our average would be well under the previous year's average.
Perfect. Got it.
That was what I wondered. So the normal is around like 187 in that area.
Yeah, last year's average.
That brought it to the 860.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Did you have any questions? Okay. Great report. Thank you.
I love the pictures. Keep them
coming. The pictures are wonderful.
It really makes us feel like we're there and we can see what we're talking about. So it's really helpful.
Yeah, very much. Thank you very much, Michael. Okay, so that brings us to our board member communications. Is there any communications?
Nope.
Then
glad to be back live. Nice to see everyone. I feel like a professional again.
Yeah. I know, and I have dogs knocked down. Okay, so that brings us then to our closed session. Is there any, I'll again state there's no public in the audience for public comment on the district administrator and plant operations report. And that brings us now to closed session. So this will be the public employee performance evaluation pursuant to government code section 54957, district legal counsel. So we adjourn. So we will adjourn now to closed session and note there's no public in the audience for public comment on closed session.